grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon, we begin in the Old Testament lesson at verse 6, and we drag in the other two lessons somewhere along the way, and we drag in a little bit after the Old Testament lesson. And the pattern of the sermon is like that song, "This is the song that never ends," and it goes around and around and around. And I have to tell you, what triggered the sermon going the direction it did, it's a phrase that I've read, I don't know how many times, verse 6. He says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations." Too light a thing. And okay, I'm going to tell you a little story before I begin, because that phrase triggered some memories back when I was working in a grocery store, and they'd bring in the stock on pallets piled high and line them all up, and somebody had to climb on top and start tossing the boxes down to others who would catch them and sort and distribute them for stocking. And, you know, I often was the one on top, and sometimes others were, and there was this little thing we did. You're tossing down these heavy boxes, and people are catching them, and everything's going in a routine, and you run into one that's really light. You know what you do. You struggle with that box and barely able to lift it, and then you sort of heave it over. And the guy underneath gets ready, braces himself, and arms going up to catch that box. And if you did it really well, the box comes flying back up. I've been on the bottom of that trick. I've been on the top of that trick. Too light a thing. So, that was just a throwaway. Now, into the text, too light a thing. So first of all, from God's side, the beginning of Isaiah 49 is one of the servant songs. It spells out the mission of Jesus. And it starts out, "He made my mouth like a sharp sword. You are my servant Israel, in whom I will be glorified." And Jesus is sent out with the mission: bring back the lost people of Israel. Bring the word of God back into the world. And where the people of God had forgotten about the word of God and walked away from the words of blessings, you know, the blessings at the beginning of the world where God blessed Adam and Eve, they walked off on that. Jesus would come and he would bring new words of blessing. They would hear God's word once again. They would have his word planted in their hearts and filling their thoughts and minds. And that would be the glory of God. Because you see, Luther was absolutely right when he said, "The glory of God is what God does to make us glorious." And so the wisdom of God, what God does to make us wise. The righteousness of God, what God does to make us righteous. So that would be the glory of God. It would be the glory of the cross to bring the lost back to God and back into glory. So sent to the lost of the people of Israel. Is that enough? It would be. And God could have left off with just bringing back the lost people of Israel. But he did not. He went beyond. It is too light a thing. And so, I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth, so that there can be the people of God called out of every nation and every language, coming together into being the people of God. And that includes us. Is that enough? Well, it would be. And God could have left off with just bringing in the cream of the crop of every nation on earth. But he did not. He went beyond. Here's the refrain again. It is too light a thing. And the lesson goes on. I will give you as a covenant to the people, saying to the prisoners, come out. To those in darkness, appear. So that the truly lost can be found. So those whom the world does not notice, who sort of disappear in history, so that they appear and are glorious with the glory of God. Remember, the glory of God is what God does to make us glorious. Is that enough? You know what's coming next. It would be, and God could have left off with just bringing the lost and the unnoticed into his kingdom, but he did not. He went beyond. It is too light a thing. And in Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul says that God the Father has destined us. Get this quote, destined us to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many brothers. That's Romans chapter 8. Destined to be conformed to the image of his Son. And then in the Gospel of John later on, Jesus says, no longer do I call you servants, I have called you friends. And this sets out the path, the goal, the purpose for which God sent his Son into the world. Not just to bring us back from sin and death, not just to bring us back once again within the kingdom of God, but to be his children, brothers and sisters of Jesus, and called personal friends of God, so that in all eternity you can say to yourself, well, I could have a title. I could be recognized for this and for that, but there's one thing that goes beyond all of that. Jesus called me his friend. I am for all eternity a friend of Jesus. That's enough. But then looking at it from our side, because see, there's a part two to this. From our side, the gospel lesson starts out with John, and then the witness of John the Baptist, and he says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the price for our salvation. Jesus being the Lamb of God who carries my sins. Make it personal. Who goes to the cross for me, to make the sacrifice for me. And where I have fallen short, He steps in for me, pays the price for me, dies for me, is laid in the tomb for me, rises from the dead for me, opens up heaven for me, and will return one day for me, to bring me, to bring you into eternal life. Is that enough? Yes, that would be enough. Yes, indeed. But here comes the phrase once again. It is too light a thing. What can we add in there? So the next day, two of John's disciples hear John giving his witness that Jesus is the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. And they go to follow Jesus because Jesus calls us to walk with him and know him as our Savior and as our teacher and as our friend. It is what Jesus calls and invites us all to know and experience, walking with the Savior in this life and through all eternity. So walking with Jesus, is that enough? Well, yes, but here comes the phrase again. It is too light a thing. What's next? So the next day, again, the next day, one of the disciples, Andrew by name, first went and found his brother Simon Peter, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah." And he brought him to Jesus. Is that enough? Well, it might be enough for God to leave off with just gathering a few, mightn't it? But he did not. That is how the whole gospel of salvation reached you. So you have heard the message of salvation. You have heard of forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. And you get to know God and call Jesus your friend and your brother and live forever with God. Is that enough? Might be. But what's that phrase again? Too light a thing. Do you know what Jesus said? The works that I do, you will do. And greater works than these will you do because I go to the Father. And he has determined that he will take our ordinary lives and transform them. So friendships become being bound together in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And a neighbor who needs a helping hand, that is done in love for Jesus, and because that neighbor is one created in the image of God for whom Jesus died. And we love because he first loved us. And mothers and grandmothers are transformed into teachers of the faith. Household after household. They are the teachers of the scripture, the rabbis, if you will, since we're starting out with the Old Testament reading. quiet lives are changed into the walk of faith, set out in front of the world by God for a witness to the world, times of sickness, and yes, times of death, they end up preaching the faith of the cross to a world where everybody seems to be dealing with suffering or doubt or loneliness. And we are bound together with Jesus in the work of his kingdom. And that is what Paul said when he quoted Isaiah. Isaiah 49 verse 6, I will make you a light to the nations. And he took that verse and said, God has said that to us. I will make you a light to the nations. It begins with Jesus, but it continues as Jesus does what he does within our hearts, our souls, our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.